Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have some theories. I think there's a family member who could kill John Dutton. And actually, I think it's kind of obvious who this family member might be. I think you're probably thinking the same thing. So maybe on the count of three here, Addison, we can just together blurt out the name of the family member we think will kill John Dutton. One, two, three, Beth.
Jamie. I'm so sorry. What did you just say?
Hello, Addison.
Guess who's back again, I mean, we are, but we know that Yellowstone's coming back.
Yes, it's official.
Ring that bell.
After all the rumors, finally we have official word that Yellowstone is coming back in November.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't, our timeline of it because it's going to happen in the fall. Now, I do have some questions of like, okay, summer-wise, are we going to get, you know, 4 sixes? But I think I've kind of let that one rest in peace, maybe.
Jeez, my gosh. We just get news about Yellowstone and a new series, and you're always like, yeah, but what else you got for me?
Okay, I'm not impressed yet. I'm not content with what we've been given. It's more so we've been promised all these potential shows. Sure. And so I'm just picking up my puzzle pieces, Billy, and I'm trying to organize them. Okay.
Well, let's back up and report what we know so far. And I think people who follow the podcast know that we've pretty well dissected various rumors as either being false or maybe not stable enough to believe. And we got another one just this past week from Entertainment Tonight who reported that Kevin Costner would not be back after season 5. And from that report, it sounded very much like he was returning for season 5. But it also sort of sounded like there would be a season 6. And it would just be a season 6 without Kevin Costner. And I think Entertainment Tonight's reporting, you just kind of have to debunk as maybe having a grain of truth. But Deadline came with the official source, and Paramount commented on it and verified it. Paramount being, of course, the network that Yellowstone runs on. Yellowstone is going to end after season 5.2 starts. It'll wrap up in the fall. And then a new series, a sequel, will begin in December. And that's a big revelation in and of itself.
Did the article say, when you just said the sequel, do we know any information about that or any thought on the topic?
We really don't. See, this is what's interesting to me is like, we should have seen this coming because back in February when Deadline reported that there'd be a franchise extension, we both thought that was going to be either another prequel, like the 1940s show, or they were referring to the 4 sixes. But extension means going forward. So like that clue was there for us, I think.
So I guess my question here is, it's almost like how they made a, you know, season 5 part 1 and this is going to be season 5 part 2. Why make a sequel from Yellowstone and not just go ahead and call it Yellowstone season 6?
Because it's going to be like a new direction. I think it's going to be a new star. Deadline is indicating that Matthew McConaughey, this is going to be his show. There's still an outside chance that our theory that the 4 sixes show is this show. That could be true, but that's our theory is getting weaker and weaker as the days go by. But it's reported now Matthew McConaughey is not totally confirmed for this, but it's probably going to be him and some other cast members from Yellowstone, and it'll sort of extend Yellowstone. To answer your question, I think it's because John Dutton's going to die, and I don't know if you can have Yellowstone without John Dutton.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we have any update on Kevin?
Well, that's interesting as well, because they announced this and you think, okay, great. We're getting a few more episodes. Part B is going to be like 6 to 8 episodes. Kevin Costner will come back. He'll die somewhere in there, maybe at the end of the series. But Deadline says no one's really sure he's coming back at all. So they may have to write him off kind of between seasons, almost like if you watch the show Peaky Blinders, Aunt Polly gets killed because the actor died between seasons. So they had to kill off her character. They might have to do something similar with John Dutton, which would be awkward, I think.
Yeah, well, especially since you weren't planning on it. And then you open up, you know, the second part of season 5 and he's non-existent, but we kind of get a what I would assume almost, you know, an Elsa Dutton dialogue of, you know, right. John Dutton's dead, essentially. And like you pick up on the pieces that you pick up where they left off, but you're leaving off with someone already dead.
A lot of this, I think, to me was surprising, but maybe it was also kind of, I don't know, Deadline and a reporter there named Peter White has sort of been all over this, and they've stayed away from a lot of the rumor monitoring. So I think like that's the source you can kind of really trust, and we'll try to kind of hone in on that, swim through some of the rumors as we move forward. But has any of this surprised you? Like, are you shocked by any of this news and sort of what it means for the franchise?
I think for me, I'm a little confused with the potential of a sequel. I understand if John Dutton's dead, I'll have to take a different direction. That's where we're thinking Matthew McConaughey. Could that be 4? It would make more sense in my head if it ends up being 4 6s. But I don't think I'm surprised by – I think I'm not surprised that season 5's coming back. I think I would have – or part 2. I would have been more surprised if nothing happened. I don't think we were – I don't know if that was really even in question that it wouldn't come back at all. Right. And I think just with the whole Kevin Costner, if you want to call it drama, if you want to whatever you want to, you know, put with that, I think number one, I'm very confident that yes, he will die. I don't foresee. I would be shocked if we came into the season with him already gone. But no, this doesn't surprise me. Same. And even now that we know the date, I'm not surprised that it's fall, as we've talked about on previous podcasts. As much as I would have loved it to be this summer, I had let that dream and anticipation die a long time ago. Are you?
Well, they'll begin filming in August and it'll run in November. And I want to mention, get to the schedule in just a second here. But I guess what surprises me is that there is a possibility that Kevin Costner may not return. It sounds like they've really kind of gotten to a point with this negotiation where they said, okay, fine. Here is your date on the calendar. Be there or don't. We're moving forward with or without you, Kev. Which is, stressful. He's having a rough week, I think you could say, because he's also found out he's getting divorced this week, and now he's losing his job. I mean, what did they take the damn dog to? I mean, he is having a tough go there in Montana.
I know. Yeah, never say never, Billy. that could happen next. Yeah, poor guy. It's not like he needs the money, but more so just, yeah.
Ugh. I do have one other little bit of good news for us, and I think it is, and this is a little bit of selfish good news. If Yellowstone kind of runs a similar schedule as they did the previous 2 seasons, 6 or 7 weeks would wrap up before Christmas. Christmas Eve is on a Sunday, which is Yellowstone Day, which means we would not have to be producing any sort of video or podcast episodes in the week leading up to or on Christmas Day just to get it out to the dang people. Like, we can celebrate Christmas with the family. So we're just...
Let's high five that, Billy.
Yep.
Thank you, Taylor Sheridan, for working along our days off, potentially. I guess we don't actually know yet, but
so
I do want to – oh, go for it.
Well, you go ahead, and then I'll come back because there is one other little kind of piece of good news dropped into all of this as it pertains to the new series.
Well, before we get to good news, what I wanted to say that I recently found out, and, you know, don't get me wrong, if Kevin Costner doesn't come back, like you just said, he's had kind of a tough week, but it's not like he needs the money. And I said that earlier. And why I said that is because I found out that Homeboy makes $1.3 million an episode. Billy, I literally reread that sentence going, did I read per episode? I was like, surely that meant per season. And then right. I reread it. I was like, no, we are cashing in $1.3 million per episode. Could I steal a million and he would still not know? Absolutely.
It's sick. It's sick money. I don't think I've made, like, I could do the math on this. I'm 43 years old. I don't think I've made $1 million in my life. Like, even going back to my days as like a paper boy and adding all those little dollars and cents. And he's out there raking it in for 60 minutes playing John Dutton. And complaining about it, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, here I am cutting coupons. I'm a big, savvy shopper, and here I am figuring out what discounts can I get. And Kevin is like, just buy whatever. Put it on my card. Put it on my tab.
My gold card. He could buy Yellowstone. Well, no, Taylor Sheridan's doing pretty well himself too. There's an article about how much he charges the production company to rent his horses out there as well. I think the New York Times has it.
Taylor?
Yeah. He's getting his money as well. Yeah. he's not cutting any deals.
Interesting. Maybe you should take some notes.
This actually is a money saving piece of good news for you, me, and anybody else who likes this show. The new series is going to, and we don't know the name. Again, we don't have any details. All we know is it could start in December. Very well could start in December. So I expect we'll know more very soon. It's going to run on Paramount Network, just like Yellowstone does. And then it's going to be streamed on Paramount Plus. If you recall, Yellowstone, after it airs there, it gets streamed on Peacock, NBC's streaming partner. This will be part of the Paramount Plus hub. So you won't need Peacock.
Technically, although, I don't know, Billy, if that's saving us money because you still have to stream it somewhere. But I did not have Peacock, so
you can eventually drop Peacock if you have both Paramount Plus and Peacock. So that's good, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to find. It's not. I mean, Yellowstone's ending, so I'm searching for a little rays of sunshine where I can find a Madison.
I'm not trying to be gloom and doom over here. I'll be sad Yellowstone's over, but it's kind of like, I'm sure I've referenced this before, but I wouldn't want, and I'm so sorry if anyone likes the show that I'm about to reference, but I don't want Yellowstone to ever be like a Walking Dead, the TV show. Like, they are still pumping out. I thought we were done with Walking Dead, but apparently it's the alleged. I just saw that the other day. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, people who are listening, but it said the final season. I'm like, we have been running on this final season since, or multiple seasons since, I think I was a senior in high school. And this is a tangent for another day, but I ended up meeting the cast very randomly. But my point being is that it's been now several years since I was a spring chicken in high school, and we are still pumping out series. And I think, like, let's just, enough is enough. So I'm glad that Yellowstone isn't trying to just, pull for things where I think the door, it's time to close it, and I'm okay with it.
It's like the Leonard Skinner farewell approach where you have a farewell tour that lasts a decade.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I guess a question for you, Billy, and I know that this is what you want, something you want to talk about, so I don't know if we want to talk about it next, but let's say that good old John Dutton dies. Mm-hmm. How is he going to adios?
I have some theories, and the first one is, I think there's a family member who could kill John Dutton. And actually, I think it's kind of obvious who this family member might be. I think you're probably thinking the same thing. So maybe on the count of three here, Addison, we can just together blurt out the name of the family member we think will kill John Dutton. I had a 1, 2, 3, Beth.
Jamie. I'm so sorry. What did you just say?
Beth.
You said Beth?
Hear me out. Okay, hear me out.
Billy, what?
I know. Okay. Wouldn't it be totally appropriate in the Yellowstone world for the series to end with Beth having accidentally killed both her mother and her father?
Okay, wait. Hold on to that statement that you just said. So you said accidentally killed. So you're thinking like not intentional.
Yeah. I'm imagining some sort of sequence where John's life is in peril. Like we had that theory where someone's looking to kill Summer, but they accidentally shoot Beth. Like maybe something similar happens where John's in the crossfire and Beth fires and ends up killing her dad. Like I could see that.
Interesting. Okay. I guess it kind of goes along with like my thoughts on how, like outside the obvious of Jamie that I just rattled off, of how he could be killed. Same concept, but interesting. I could see it. I will say this. I know I said Jamie, but if we've learned anything about Yellowstone, I could see Taylor being crafty and not giving us the obvious.
Well, unpack how you see Jamie killing John. Like, what's the sequence? How is it done? Is he mournful while he's killing him, or like he was his father, Garrett? Or is he just shooting him and then throwing a party afterwards?
Honestly, I don't foresee him being I don't have a play-by-play, Billy, of how this would go down specifically with Jamie. But I think, obviously, Sarah Atwood currently – I'm starting to get characters all mixed up. But Sarah Atwood and him, we've left off season 5, part 1, with him kind of in, you know, a relationship with her. I could see maybe it going south there, or her manipulating him to just him really thinking like, okay, the way out of this, like he might have dug a really deep hole. The only way out of this is to kill my dad, or John Dutton, which I guess technically his dad. But I think because there's been so much tension and almost feeling on his end of I'm just never enough, it's always Casey and Beth, that there might be no remorse there, where his father, you know, he's gone through with Randall not being a part of his life. Then he comes into his life. He gets kind of that emotional attachment, where I think there's maybe a little bit more of an emotional depth there, where it kind of seems like, at least to my personal thoughts, of like Jamie's kind of lost a little bit of that emotional touch with John Dutton.
Oh, for sure.
I think it would be done out of like panic to save his own rear end for whatever situation he'll get himself in. And I don't think it will come with as much conviction as it did with Randall.
I agree.
Or Garrett Randall. Sorry. Garrett Randall.
Yeah. So I have a couple of other theories, and I think you do as well. One thing that's important to remember, though, is like at this point, if someone kills John Dutton, they are assassinating a governor of a U.S. state. Like that is no small thing. Like, there's going to be a huge investigation for that. So it's not like killing Fred, the cowboy ranch hand, and dumping his body. Like, people are going to know this guy is gone.
Right.
So it'll be interesting. Right. So that brings me to my second theory. And this one's less sexy, but maybe a little bit more practical, is simply it's going to be a law enforcement raid. Like they've certainly done enough illegal over the years that law enforcement could show up and John Dutton goes down in a blaze of glory on the Yellowstone Ranch somehow. And the new sheriff, who we know doesn't like John Dutton, has a hand in killing him. Like, I could see that happening.
Do we give you one of mine, or do you want to give another of yours?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So my thought, I have two thoughts, but I'll let you go after I share this next one. One of my thoughts is that he, because of the stress that's going on with the Dutton Ranch, I mean, we don't really know how his health is necessarily, but my thought is like he could have some type of like natural situation where it's like he has a heart attack and dies. And I think we're left on the cliffhanger. If you remember when Beth and Rip got married, he made a comment to Beth saying like, I hope that you – it was essentially a shotgun wedding. And he had made the comment of, I hope that you'll let me do this for real one day. And that will kind of be like the big like pinnacle moment of like either we're preparing for this wedding and then he'll have the heart attack. And it's like he never actually got to walk Beth down the aisle. That's deep and that's sad, tragic. But I could see it.
Well, my third one is also a natural cause, and it's simply that the cancer returns and takes him. He had cancer in season one, I believe.
I forgot.
People like to argue about the cancer because he had that ulcer as well, but he had cancer and almost died. That could return and take him. That'd be the lamest way for him to die, I think.
My last one that I had, my second one, was that, and it kind of comes in parallel a little bit with your Beth idea. It would be, remember, my one claim to fame on this podcast so far that I've just really milked is my theory of how the hitman is actually going to accidentally kill Summer instead of Beth because Summer's currently staying at the Yellowstone Ranch. Beth, obviously they both have blonde hair, yada, yada, yada. So my thought is, hitman comes to Yellowstone Ranch to quote unquote kill Beth. As he's going to kill Summer, John Dutton is at the home, either tries to intervene and somehow he accidentally, you know, he's going out to protect his love and he ends up getting shot.
He takes a shot. Okay.
He takes
That's similar to my Beth theory a little bit, an accidental death of sorts. I guess we kind of have to almost theorize a little bit about what Matthew McConaughey's character might be. Like, I don't know that he'd be a relative. So maybe there's a world where he takes over the Yellowstone Ranch and everybody kind of starts working for him. That sounds a little weird to think about, but his entrance to the show will certainly be built upon John Dutton's death. Like, those two things are going to be related, I feel like.
Could he be, when you just said like a relative or something, was Rip a only child? Or we don't even know necessarily. What if he's like a brother of Rip?
Well, no, Rip had a brother, but his brother was killed the same day his mom did. Rip's dad, in a drunken rage, killed his brother and his mom. And he tried to kill Rip too, but Rip didn't die. He woke up and I think he grabbed a frying pan or something and beat his dad before he ran away. So Rip did have a dead brother. Yeah.
Dang. I mean, not dang it, but well, yes, in this theory, because then that means Matthew McConaughey would not be said brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
All right. All good theories.
Staff at tasteofcountry.com. Send your theories. How do you think John Dutton is going to die?
Follow us and all those good things, and we'll have more Yellowstone episodes coming soon, or Dutton Rules podcast episodes coming soon.
Yeah, Billy, actually, what Yellowstone coming back just means that people get to listen to us more often. Can I get a amen?
Fair enough.
Well, as always, thank you guys so much for listening. Truly, it means so much. We also enjoy always listening or reading your emails and the input and sometimes the correction, because we are very self-deprecating over here at the Dutton Rules podcast. But as always, the Dutton Rules Yellowstone 1923 podcast is another great Townsquare Media podcast. Thanks, y'all, for listening.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.